Well, the Rock Hill School District has a new superintendent, and as promised, today is her first day officially on the job, and her first stop is right here on Palmetto Mornings. So we're going to welcome Dr. Deborah Elder, the new superintendent for the Rock Hill School District here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Dr. Elder.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. We'll get to you in a second. Laura Bree Monday is the public information officer. So today, it officially begins.
We are up and running, but she's had a nice role with us for about a week so far. So we've already enjoyed her company, and she's off to a great start.
So a lot of our audience members, Dr. Elder, might just say, what attracted you to the Rock Hill School District? You're coming from the Midwest, but what attracted you to Rock Hill? How did we get on your radar?
Well, my cousins live in Rock Hill as a result of our grandfathers growing up in Fort Lawn. And so my grandfather was one of eight siblings. He left South Carolina. That's why I grew up in New Mexico. But many of the siblings stayed. And so I've been close with our cousins here for quite some time. My husband and I brought our sons here so they could know our South Carolina family. And plus, we just like them in addition to love them. Like, we would be friends with them if they weren't our relatives. So I've always spent time here. And my husband and I always felt like this would be a nice place to live. And it was never time. But now is the time.
Well, that's nice things to say there. And it checks all the boxes, right? So you've got the connections here. What do you want our audience to know about Dr. Elder? The personal side before we jump into the professional side. Tell us about yourself, which is everyone's favorite interview question, I know. But what do you want them to know about you and your family?
Well, first, I'm a mom. My sons are adults. They're 23 and 25. And I've served in education for 31 years. This will be 32. And in every role I've had, even before I had kids, I wanted my influence, my sphere of influence in education, to be what I would want for my own child. And so that has come with me as I have served, and I put it all in to making that happen for kids. Pardon me. And so I think that always is going to come through. I'm always students first. I know that as I've moved through different roles, different people have different ideas about what that looks like, right? And navigating that and coming together is going to be really important in this role. But I'm ready. I'm ready. My husband and I have been married for 31 years. We got married my first year of teaching over spring break. he just got in last night, so he is here with me in Rock Hill. And we are just so excited to be here and to become, not just serve as a superintendent, but serve as a community member, serve as a neighbor, serve as a friend.
And I think it brings us to another question. If you ask the average student or family, tell us about the role of a superintendent. They would probably think it's a principal. What do you want folks to know about the role of a superintendent? What is your day-to-day focus, and what's the execution there, in case folks just know their school principal or even their school teacher? They don't even know beyond maybe the teacher. But what do you want them to know about your role as superintendent of the Rock Hill School District?
Well, first, if you talk to me, you're not in trouble. But I think the key role of the superintendent is to be the connector and to connect everybody who influences students around what's best for them. And then in order to move the organization. And so student outcomes are key. I will always focus there because we can do great things. And if there's no outcomes for kids, then we've created some good experiences, but they kind of come and go. So I want kids to leave our district with an excellent education, prepared for anything that they want to do and any decision that they will make in their futures.
So whether that's a four-year college, a two-year college, the trade school, or going straight into the military.
Yep.
Yeah. Which that conversation has changed over the years in education, right? It used to be high school, college, and that's it. But now that conversation has opened up. Military is a fantastic option. The trade is a fantastic option. 2 and 4 year schools are a great option as well. It just depends on the individual student and not a blanket. Everyone has to follow the same path.
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is, it never was for all kids, high school, college, career. And so the fact that we recognize that now, I think, is tremendous progress. I'd like to use my own sons as an example. My 25-year-old is a welder, recently promoted to weld tech, and he is loving it. My younger son, my 23-year-old, is a law school student. And so they came up in the same house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They went to the same schools. They had the same excellent education. And they were both prepared to choose what they wanted to do. And they made different choices. But both of them needed additional education beyond high school to do what they are doing now. And more the case, that is going to be the case for pretty much all jobs, especially with AI coming in. The need for education beyond high school in the workforce development is absolutely unconditional. So we need our kids to be ready.
We're meeting our new superintendent for the Rock Hill School District, Dr. Deborah Elder. Today is her first official day on the job for the Rock Hill School District. Dr. Elder, I know when you were here for the community visits, a big topic came up dealing with discipline. How do we get a handle of discipline in the classrooms with the kids, supporting the teachers as well, and also helping the kids that become unruly, how to give them the attention so they're not a distraction in the class, take away from seat time, and also supporting your teachers and principals and everyone else. Where's your stance on discipline? How do you tackle that?
Absolutely. And I wish I could say that was just a Rock Hill problem, but that's an everywhere problem. So first I need to see exactly what are our policies, what do we say we're doing, and then are we consistent with doing what we say we're going to do. And so those are really my first two steps. I am aware that we have a therapeutic program for students to go to on a temporary basis who need that additional support to learn behavior. Behavior is learned, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to help kids learn how to behave in school, because behavior in school is not like behavior at home necessarily or in other situations. So that specific teaching and the accountability is really important. Parents are a huge piece of that. And so I want to specifically address parents that we need you. We need you as partners. We need you to work with us as we wrap around our kids and help them learn to behave in school, because if they can't behave, they can't succeed. And ultimately, we want them to succeed.
And talking about succeeding, your first day on the job, if we're sitting here a year from now, so July 1st of 2026, what do you hope to have accomplished in your first year? What's maybe on your to-do list?
So in the first year, this time next year, I would like to have clarity with the entire community of what our goals are. What are we trying to get to? And to do that, I need to listen to community members, to parents, to teachers, to all employees, to kids, to families, to start to pull that all together so that we have a unified direction and so that we have agreement on what does better look like, what does success look like, and then evaluate our systems that we have in place now to be able to decide what do we work on harder. What do we maybe retire? What do we back burner? What do we need to bring in that's new? And so this year will be really that work with all of our stakeholders, if you will, to get that full picture so that we are launching at full sprint.
Because while you have spent many years in the classroom, you still have to get used to a new community, right? You have to get used to, like you said, the policies. You have to get used to the personalities and see where you are. So this year, like anyone would expect, right, in the first year, you're learning the ropes and everything along those lines. What is your call for, you mentioned families of the Rock Hill School District, parents that are listening right now, they want their child to be successful, they want their school where their child attends to be successful, and they want the school district to be successful. What's the call on for parents to help them in that role to support their child, their school, and you in your role as the new superintendent?
Well, I think the foundation of a good education lies in the relationship between the parent and the educator. And so I would ask parents, when we start school in just about a month, to create those strong relationships with their child's teachers, because that is the number one factor. I'm going to be having public forums, parent forums throughout the fall so that I can hear directly from parents. I'll be asking you to help me push that out so we can get good attendance at those. I need to hear from our families, from all of our families, from families of students who struggle with their behavior, who maybe who struggle with academics, and students who are doing great already. And so that communication and collaboration is important. Principals have a key role with principals, with parents. I was a principal for many years and loved every day of it. Maybe there were 2 days I didn't love, but for the most part, I loved every day of it. And so much of it was working as partners with parents towards doing what's best for kids and elevating every child.
Yeah, you can't change anything if you don't know about it, right? And right. Going to Facebook and just letting your airing your frustrations out on Facebook, which a lot of folks do, really also doesn't help move the needle along those lines. So keep that line of communication open. And with today's technology around us, it is easier for us as parents to communicate with our child's teacher or with our school individually before we need to continue to move up the ladder. Well, welcome once again to the Rock Hill School District.
Thank you.
Excited to have you here and a new direction for the school district. We'll be excited to see where we go from here. And of course, Dr. Deborah Elder will continue to be a guest here on Palmetto Mornings. You'll see her out and about around town. Welcome back home again to South Carolina. We're lucky to have you and excited to see what your leadership looks like here in Rock Hill Schools.
Thank you. Thrilled to be here.